Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Now, I'm a huge fan of Audible. I listen to books on my phone. The most recent one that I listened to was Jane Austen's Persuasion. Yes, I'm a big Jane Austen fan. So if you sign up at audible.com/lady, you are going to get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. Isn't that amazing? I hope that you guys pick up some Jane Austen or listen to it just like me. So remember, just sign up at audible.com/lady. That's audible.com/lady. audible.com/lady, LADY. And you are going to get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. So enjoy.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'.
Hey Greta.
Hey Jill.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
You know, average.
You guys, we've never done this before. We're recording this podcast at 10 a.m. Can you believe it, Lo?
I can believe it because we're here doing it.
Lo is looking fresh-faced and beautiful. So is Jilly.
Yeah. Not really. I have bags under my eyes.
No, you don't.
I'm in my jean pillows.
But it's okay.
Whatever, you guys look great.
Thanks, Greta. So do you.
Thanks. I'm wearing a sweater and boots and nice tight pants.
Wow.
And like a green fur.
And
I'm
big
so
green
envious
fur
of your jacket.
I think that if you buy
you ever get hit by a bus, please leave me that jacket.
I will. I'll write it to you in my will.
Thank you.
But if you get hit by an Uber, it's mine.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited to record this podcast today because we have one of my favorite New York City-based comedians joining us today. The lovely, the enchanting, Christy Cello.
Hi,
Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. I just love Christy so much. She's like, she's this just like radiant ball of positive energy that you just want to like put in your pocket all the time.
I don't even know Christy that well, but I was on her Instagram doing some stalking and she posts like tons of videos of herself singing.
Wait, did you follow me?
Yeah, because I wanted to
Instagram
get those videos.
I'm at Christy Cello.
You guys, oh.
C-H or with a K?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I. C-H-I-E-L-L-O.
See, it's the good thing I had you spell
it. It's a good thing.
A lot of C-H's in there, but you guys all should follow her Instagram because it will just bring so much happiness and cheer to your life.
Oh, Christy has so the best voice I've ever heard.
Yeah. She really does.
Thank you so much.
We like to start each episode showering our guests in compliments.
They feel so uncomfortable that
like, are you on the Cartoon Network? Can we talk about this?
Oh, God, from your mouth to God's ears. I hope to be. I'm just sort of starting to do more voiceover stuff, but nothing so big yet.
Well, voiceover work is the hardest work to get.
It's very hard. It's because it's just so few people.
Yeah. They, really, I feel like they recycle the same people.
Absolutely.
Because they can do different voices.
Totally.
Obviously.
Well, I think that we should send this episode to the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I do too.
Or you should be in the next Pixar movie.
Well, you know why it's so hard too is because you don't have to be pretty. Like, you can be, what? Totally. No one's seeing you. So it's like, if you have this amazing voice, they're not like trying to pitch some like beauty icon to Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that in a way that's
did
like.
Did you ever see that one movie?
Mila Kunis does voiceover.
Yeah.
She's a Family Guy.
I know. Mila Kunis got that job when she was like 14 or something like that. She has a great career.
I love
it. You guys, did you ever see In a World, the Lake Bell movie that she wrote?
Yeah.
About being a voiceover.
Actually, I know what you're talking about, but I have
you should
not
see
seen it.
It's really good.
Really
it's cute. There's some romance, which I love.
I have not.
And it's nice. It's a good movie.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
Ooh, we're talking about all things that have to do with friends. We're talking about making friends as an adult, because I think that that's an interesting, funny thing.
That's hard to do.
Definite.
Christy and I became friends as adults.
We did.
Mm-hmm. We are adults now, so. Are we? I don't know. And we're also going to talk about breaking up with friends, because that's, oh, yeah. I think that's like harder than breaking up with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. Breaking up is hard to do.
So.
No matter who you are. Yeah. How old you are.
I like making friends as an adult. I'm just going to dive right in.
I feel like you're really good at it, Greta. You have so many friends, and every time I see you, you're walking with like a new person down the street. I'll be on Elizabeth, and I'll see you in the neighborhood. Greta's like, oh my God, who are you with today? Like, she's always out walking Bernie, and she's a new person that she's like cruising with.
She's the mayor of Nolita.
She is. Oh man, you guys, I wish my life were so simple as cruising with new friends and walking with Bernie
and just only staying in the small radius of Nolita.
Yeah,
I feel like for the reason it's hard to make friends as an adult, it's like the same reason why it's easy. Like a part of me feels like it's easy because when you're an adult, you have like such a strong sense of self, like you know who you are.
Yeah.
And you kind of know the people you want to surround yourself with.
Yeah.
So yes. Like there's that, which is great. But then also it's like difficult when you're trying to like, because I feel like how do you initiate? It's like, oh, do you want to hang out?
Yeah. Right. It's awkward.
You guys, I've made a lot of friends.
Watch TV.
I've made a lot of friends by like DMing on like social media accounts.
Shut
like,
up.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like not in like a creepy way.
Who?
People message me and I message them and sometimes we hang out.
Okay. Like, what do you say to them? Like, do you want to hang out sometimes?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes people are like, I don't know. They're like, oh, you're funny. And like, they're funny too. And then like the comedy thing's easy because I feel like if you have that sort of same sense of humor,
gosh,
then you like
comics.
Become friends.
Well, you're part of this club you know? I'm not a part of.
No, I actually like, I think that the comedy thing makes it kind of like weird sometimes.
Really? I feel like it's easier.
Well, when I look, there are certain people where if like I watch them on stage or whatever and they really like impress me or something, yeah. I can feel kind of intimidated or
totally.
Like or right. something where I'm like, oh my God, I want to be their friend, but maybe they don't think I'm funny, maybe they don't think that I'm cool, and like it makes you feel, for me at least, kind of insecure.
And then there's this added pressure of like knowing, I mean, we're, you know, we're funny people but like knowing that that person is a comedian, you, I feel like sometimes if I think someone's really funny, I like try to make extra jokes and
yeah.
like make them laugh
or like here's a bit, like this is a bit, like it's yeah. all like you find that you're just like talking to this person like and it's hard to break down that thing of being like, okay, let's just be real.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm friends with Eden now.
Yeah, from
yeah,
our
that's
podcast.
Great.
Yeah, she was on our podcast, and now we're friends. We had dinner
I feel
the
like
other
our
day, and like she's gonna be a homie, I think.
Our podcast is a great way to like make. Well, that's the thing: doing things that you're interested in,
yeah.
and like then you're gonna be around people that share your same interests, and that's a great way to make friends. Like even if I like do like one time I DJed. Actually, this only happened once, so it's a really bad story. But I did DJ a fashion convention, and I made one friend there.
How did you make friends? Is it like the sound check guy?
Like, no, normally that's really who I connect with. But it was the stylist. And then we hung out
that's great.
On Halloween. She came to your
oh,
house.
Oh, I love her.
She was so nice.
She's so sweet.
So that's the one friend I've made while DJing.
And she's super hot.
Great.
Good add-on.
Yeah, you know, I love hot people. But it's okay if you're not hot too because I'll still like you.
Oh, with that.
Yeah. Well, I think making friends as an adult has been... It's either been, like, super hard for me or really easy because I either really click with somebody and, like, they're just a good friend, like, right away.
Yes.
Or I'm, like, so shy and so awkward and just, like, oh, hi, and I'm just, like, melt in the corner.
For
and
sure.
I can't handle myself.
Yes.
It does have to be love at first sight with friends, I do feel.
It totally has to be love at first
There's
sight.
There's no, like, this is going to grow into something unless, right. like, your friends are hanging out with them all the time.
Yeah. I had love at first sight with Lo.
Yeah, with you too, Greta.
Sexy.
We definitely did. Love it first.
We
sight.
Made friends as adults too.
Well, I think we that did. You guys met through me, and I think meeting people through through like a friend is a great way.
Okay, but wait, yeah. what do you do?
But I've met some people through you, Jill, that I'm not wild about.
Well, I was just about to
Same
say
with you, Lo.
What do you do when you have? What do you do when someone's
Mutual.
Like? What do you do when someone's like, oh, you'll love this person, and then you meet them and you don't?
People don't say that yeah. to me.
It is hard. See, I feel like because I have experience with like. First impressions, I think, with me in particular, can be, like, intense. Because I feel like people will, like, hear my voice or they'll see me on stage and they'll be like, this girl's, like, crazy. And then sometimes I'm, like, an acquired taste. And sometimes you, like, have to, like,
How like, can you be an acquired taste? You're like a ray of sunshine.
Well, you're so, but some people, thank you for saying that. But I feel like it could just come off like it's fake. I get that all the time.
Well, because it's, your voice is like spectacular and amazing. But I feel like for some people that don't know that that's actually your voice, they could be like, why is this girl talking like
totally.
That?
Have you always spoken like this? Can we talk about your voice for 2 seconds?
Yes, I would love that. I didn't even mean to like bring up my voice.
No, when you were a child, was it fabulous like this too? Voice.
Yes, it was.
Amazing.
And then my younger sister sounds a lot like me. My older sister doesn't.
That's is your older sister like, why? Like, why don't I get that?
I know. My parents are like totally normal. I'm from Providence. So I did have kind of like a Boston, like a regional dialect, which thankfully I lost.
Oh my God, can you do it?
Not like wicked. I just used to say wicked all the time. Yeah. And like, park the car.
Let's go to the bar and park the car.
I went to college in Boston, so I was around that a lot.
Oh, yeah?
So I just wanted to feel like home again.
But I hope that, like, first impressions, like, I'm trying to think of, like, my good friends that I have. And I guess you're right. Like, my initial thought was like, oh, God, like, I don't want to feel like it's love at first sight because it's, like, this pressure. But I think it is. I feel like all my really good friends, I was sort of immediately like, okay, like we're going to be friends. You just kind of know.
Definite.
You just kind of know.
Unless just it's like a childhood friend.
Yeah.
You just kind of know.
But then there are people, or at least for me, there are people that like I really want to be friends with in my adult life. And like I really want to try hard to make our friendship work. But I know that
it just can't.
It just won't. But it's
but
like.
Sometimes when you know that, it's better because then you're like, that is a load off my left shoulder. You know?
Seriously. I realized too this past year in particular, like I feel like in my friendships, I always need to like reach out to that person and text and be like, how are you? And I realized like I don't always have to like make that first move and like make myself so available.
I also think
do you know what I mean? I do.
But I think that an important thing too with like making new friends also is like you have to set boundaries with your friends. Just like you have to set boundaries with like your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it is, because that's like really important. Otherwise, I think that you can get in a lot of trouble. And I am only realizing this the more, like, now.
Yeah.
I have one friend that I've really not set boundaries with. And because of that, it's, like, kind of my fault that our friendship is suffering. But, like, I realize now that, like, I need – but it's, like, you can't let people take advantage of you, for
no,
example.
But I don't think that that's why your friendship's suffering. Your friendship's suffering is because someone took advantage of you. And, like, yeah, maybe you should have stood up for yourself earlier, but, like, that's not on you.
Right, but I think it's about being, like – I think it's important to have, like, healthy friendships as an adult to be, like, okay – this I'm gonna be this kind of person.
Yeah,
I
definitely
want this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I have a very hard time with that.
It's hard to set boundaries.
It's really hard, especially like I feel like for me, I'm like, not that I'm like a people pleaser, but I just like I don't get annoyed by a lot of things, so
that's
I feel
good.
Like
that's
I
a good
get
quality.
Taken advantage of easily.
Right.
And then the more that I like set those boundaries, like the happier I am with myself.
And it's hard to like set those boundaries without like setting those boundaries.
Yeah.
Like you don't take, you know, your friend out to coffee and say, listen, I want to talk about our friendship.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that, but it's like learning to like kind of like ask yourself the question, like, is this person making my life better? Like, how do I feel when I'm with them?
Yeah.
And if more often than not, you're like, this person makes me feel stressed or anxious or whatever. It's like you've got to detach a little bit.
Yeah. I also feel like if you're talking poorly about that person and to your other friends, like that's how you know that there's an issue with that one friend.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like if that name keeps coming up, because obviously you don't want friends that you have to like – that you need to like vent about.
Right. What do you guys think is like a good first friend date? Like if you want to, if you want to reach out to someone that you've met and that you think is cool and that you want to be friends and you don't have, like Christy and I were lucky about how we became friends because in comedy you kind of go to the same places and then we just happened to start talking after. And that was kind of the way that it evolved.
It's like innately social.
Yeah. I always feel like inviting someone to like a party, like a friend's party, where there's going to be other people there too. So there's like not pressure for you to like have to only talk to that. You know what I mean? There's like stuff in your environment that you can talk about and like other people for that friend to meet. And you could see like, the quality of meshing.
I just like to dive in with a lunch.
She's going to a meal.
I think that's good.
She's the expert first dater and first friend dater.
I appreciate that. I think considering like where you met that person. Like,
yeah.
And just being like, oh, like if you're like at a concert, I never go to concerts. But like, if you're like somewhere like cool and you're like, oh, do you come to these things a lot? Like, oh, I heard so-and-so is playing at the Roxy.
Do you
like,
come to these things a lot? Yeah. Well, that's a really good opener.
I never really asked that. But I like the going to lunch though and just diving in.
I feel like that's...
I just dive in.
Too aggressive. Why not? For me.
I like lunches.
But then it can feel like an interview at first. Like, where are you from? Because like you're learning about each other.
Well, only if like you like had some kind of social interaction with this person.
Before.
It's not like if you're going to like meet them for the very first
time. Yeah, like I wouldn't take my Twitter DMs to lunch first. Like we would have to meet at a bar.
Yeah, like do something like social, like a group hang first. And then you can like go to lunch when you want to follow up and really like establish the friendship.
Yeah, okay, but you wanna gossip. Hold on. I have like, I get really bad social anxiety.
Do you really?
Oh my God. Not in like, okay. I get that social anxiety when I want to be friends with the person. If I don't give a fuck, I don't care. And I'll just like go in and not give a shit. But if I like actually care, okay, like the first 6 months of me doing stand up, I literally didn't talk to anyone because I was just like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to do this. It's going to be terrible.
But I feel like that was because it was your, like, you're just getting into it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't think it had to do with friends.
But Jilly, there are some people that do it and like come and like have only been here for a year and are like so ingrained because that's just their personality to just like hang out, meet everyone, talk to everyone. And like, I love making friends and I think I am very good at making friends, but it takes me a little, it takes me a while. Like, I can't just.
You like to observe and then attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not to sound all like...
If you want me to talk in Nat Geo terms.
Right. Well, here's an example of how bad I am at that. I was going to Rike's SoulCycle class for, like, 2 years straight, and it's the same, like, 35 people every single class. And I have still been too embarrassed and shy to introduce myself to one person. And it's the same 35 people, like, every Tuesday, Thursday,
like,
Saturday.
Dark
Sunday.
In the room?
No, but, like, you, like, hang out outside of the
class. Yeah, they all hang, Jilly.
And, like, everyone hugs each other and
I'm
says
hi. I'm not
about
making friends when I work
like,
out.
I just, at all these workout classes, everyone, like, makes all these friends. And I just sit there by myself in the corner because I'm, like, too afraid to talk to anybody.
Right. I never made a friend working out, though. There's
everyone
one girl.
Else does.
There's one girl in Nicole Winhofer's dance class that I, like, we say hi to. And, like, I know her
Dude,
name.
Dude, first That's of all, it is all competition in a workout class. Yeah, these bitches. Like,
see, I, like, wouldn't even know. I, like, don't work out. I don't.
I feel like it's easier to meet a guy and go on a date with in a workout class than meet a friend in a workout class.
Yeah. It just would be nice to have somebody to say hi to.
Well, Lo, maybe that's your like lesson or your takeaway from today is that you're gonna make one new friend.
I know, I'm so afraid.
Wear like a tank top with like your name on it.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Lo.
And then you can like point to your chest so people like.
Yeah.
Wait. You know what's really awkward when you make a friend? Because I feel like as an adult, when you make friends, you can make really fast friends. Like what Christy was saying, you're just like, you know who you are, you know all these things, blah, blah, blah. But what's awkward is when you have a new friend and you feel like you know them really well, but then you like, don't know anything about them, kind of.
Totally. Absolutely. I've been there before. Where it's like 6 months in, you're like, oh, you have a sister?
You
should know that.
Yeah. Or it's like, or you're like with them being like, yeah, you probably love barbecue because you're from Texas. And they're like, no, I'm from Connecticut.
And I'm
like,
a vegetarian.
Oh. Yeah.
You guys, I don't have that because I asked so many questions. I know everything about everyone.
But do you remember?
Yeah. That's
I don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah. I don't remember many details.
I got it, girls.
She has like a little notebook.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why you have so many friends, Jill. Jill, just like Greta, also has so many friends. I've lived here longer than Jill, and I will go someplace with Jill, and she will say hi to literally 9 people everywhere we go. Sorry,
oh
she likes
God.
It when I call her Jilly.
Yeah.
Oh
sorry,
God,
Jilly.
Well, not that's. I don't
Jilly
think
is
that's
my
true.
Oldest friend, actually. We
that's
met
true.
In,
really?
Yeah, very young elementary school when we were like 7.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I would say that I have a lot of acquaintances because I've had a lot of like career industries and met a lot of people.
Career industries? What is that?
I've had a lot of career industries.
I guess I would say
I've worked.
a lot of different
You've worked in a lot of different industries.
That's the correct way of saying that. So I know a lot of people in that sense. And I feel like all of all the like industries that I've worked in, it's very much like there's like groups of people that hang out in all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I know a lot of people that way. But like close friends, I have like a small amount of close friends.
Yeah, me too.
You guys, oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like I'm at this point, and maybe you guys feel it too, where a lot of our friends are, well, a lot of our friends, all of us are sort of like getting older, so we're not like going out to the club all the time anymore, and like there's less like social interaction that just happens
organically,
like
you're not running into your homies anymore, like you're like...
And it, like, makes me feel kind of, like, sad and isolated. So I'm, like, looking for some adult friends. People that want to just, you like, guys, you know.
If you want to be Lo's friend, just slide into her DM. No,
wait.
JK.
Hold on. I've had an idea.
Well, and Jillie's moving to LA. I'm really sad.
I have an idea of, I think we should, and I've been thinking about this for a while, and now Lo has a really long, beautiful table. I think we should start a supper club.
I love that idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
Christy, will
that's
you
really
come?
Fun.
Christy,
yes.
Christy,
yes.
You know what I mean? Christy, will you please come?
Yes. Basically, this whole episode is like a ploy to get you to be everyone's friend.
We're like, listen, all of us are feeling really sad and need some positivity in our life. Christy, please.
I would love to. I'd be so honored.
But you guys, not like I keep on talking about the negative friend, but you also need to be wary of friends that want to suck your energy.
Totally. Yeah.
That's a thing.
I have a lot of those. I'm trying to get rid of them in 2016.
I like talked to my therapist one time about it. Good for you. Like learning how to like, I had this friend who would text me like these epic like sagas about like drama blah blah blah, and like learning how to like detach, like not really engage but be like, I'm sorry you feel that way, sending healing vibes. I'm like, that's it,
love and light.
Wait, did you guys end
like
up
bye? So it's like, I'm acknowledging you, I hear you, I'm sorry that's happening,
but like
wishing
I don't have
you all
that.
The best, like I can't.
Did you guys break up?
You know what, we never had a like, we never had a breakup, but I clearly detached myself. Like, I distanced myself.
I've had a few friend breakups recently.
Recently?
Yeah, there was this one girl who I thought was super nice, but then she just, like, was using me for, like, some of the interesting people that I know.
Really?
And so I was like,
bye. How did you do it? How did you, like, break
up? We just, like, slowly, like, I feel like with friend breakups, it's like ghost. You know what I mean?
I kind of
just ghost a little because you don't hurt their feelings. And also, I never wanted to be like, hey, girl, like, stop using me. You know what I mean? I was just like, I don't need to be around this. And she, like, said some mean things about my career, too. And I just was, like, done. If someone says something, like, one thing mean, or not one thing, but, like, is mean after like also doing that kind of shit, I'm like, bye.
It's just very telling of their character.
I think friend abuse is super real.
Oh, I think so too.
I find that I give myself a lot and I overextend myself a lot and I am a people pleaser.
She overcommits sometimes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And these are all things that I've really tried to work on throughout the years, and I've gotten a lot better. Where now it's like I'm only going to hang out with people that I actually want to hang out with, because for so long I was just like hanging out with these people, being friends with these people that like it kind of made me feel like shit, and I kind of dreaded, like, you should never dread your hangout.
Totally.
If you're going to meet up with someone to, like, chill and do something fun, to have dinner, go to a movie, whatever the fuck it is, like, you should straight up be elated when you see them. You should not be like, oh, fuck, I need to go to the movies with Christy tonight. Meh. Like, it's like,
totally.
Because then it's just like, what are you doing? It's not like it's an exam. It's not like you're, like, going to, like, get blood drawn and like a vampire suck at your fucking neck.
I do think that like losing, like getting rid of friends, like especially throughout your 20s, like you're gonna go through that because there's a lot of things that you'll grow in like different directions than a lot of people you met when you were younger. Like whether it's like people that like you only like partied with when you maybe partied more, and like now when you hang out with them they drink too much, so you have to stop. Just talking from personal
that's hard
you know what I mean, like it's kind of like you have to like thread through your some of your friends because you're like, I'm not enjoying my time, or like we're at different places. And that's also hard too, like if you have a friend that like just got married or has a baby and you're not there and you're kind of dating a bunch and going through breakups, like obviously it's not that that person won't be there for you, but they're probably not going through the same sort of situations that you are. So you might be like sharing that info with like someone that is, you know what I mean?
I think that's the saddest kind of like breakup is when like life and just circumstance causes you to separate. Not be as close. That's a sad thing. And it's just, that does happen. And that is really sad.
Yeah. For I don't that, consider like not being as close as like a breakup though.
For sure.
To me, but a breakup is like, you are not my fucking friend anymore. I don't think that's a breakup.
Bye. I just think that like, sometimes you do have to like thread, or I think that sometimes like people do, you know, get distant from each other because of like circumstance.
Right. Yeah. That's normal though. That's just like the progression of life that happens, you know?
It's depressing.
It is depressing. But like,
my mom. If you want to keep a friend, I'll give you a piece of advice.
What?
Do an activity that you both have in common.
Like the bowling? One thing.
Well, no. Like, let's say, like, you had a friend that just had a baby or something, and you feel like you can't really connect with them.
Like shopping.
Yeah, well, like, do an activity that you manicures? Both like, or, like, go for a hike, or, like, a walk or something. You know what I mean? Or, like, I don't know, just something that you're both interested in. So
that
way,
out of the house.
Yeah. So that way, you can just keep that friendship alive.
That's such good advice. I just want to like make sure that Greta was just shouting out things she likes to do. I don't know. She literally is like bowling, or manicures, or eat.
Go sailing.
Okay, Greta. No one's trying to like get lost in the ocean.
That was really good advice. Right?
You could go sailing with Christy in Providence.
Do you understand that like if I don't know how to sail and like the person I'm with doesn't know how to sail?
Okay,
that's a very like specific activity.
If you're not feeling close with a friend and you want to feel closer, do something that is a near-death experience.
No.
So you can both share.
I would
trauma.
Have to say that I would not advise that. Everyone should wear their helmet and be safe.
Me, a web designer? I mean, hardly, you guys. I don't exactly know how to code, but I did just create a fantastic looking website I know that you are all going to love using Weebly. And honestly, I still cannot believe how easy Weebly makes it. So just so you guys know, we're currently building ladylevin.com using Weebly. We were so lucky to get the URL, and we've been wanting to get the website up and running for a while, and it's going to be absolutely stunning and super user friendly. So definitely stay tuned. We will let you know when it is up and running. But Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business and the dream to be their own boss, just like we all are. So again, you don't need to be a web designer and you don't know how to code to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store. I mean, like, how cool is that? When we're building Lady Lovin', we were initially drawn to Weebly because they have such a wide variety of professionally designed mobile-friendly themes to choose from. You simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. It honestly is too easy. You can customize, update, and change your site anytime you want on any device. So, you guys, join the over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started for free today at weebly.com/lady. That's weebly.com/lady. weebly.com/lady.
Wait, I have a totally off-topic question.
What?
Let's
hear
it.
Since it's still like the beginning of the year, what is one terrifying thing that everyone wants to conquer this year? Mine, I'll go first.
You guys, Lo hasn't been thinking about this at all.
Number one.
Let's hear it.
Horses. I'm terrified of horses.
I feel you, girl. I went horseback riding this summer, and for the whole hour, I was like, I could potentially like fall off this horse and die.
Okay.
Or I could get like
horses.
Paralyzed.
Just give me the sign.
You're scared of horses?
I'm terrified of horses. And number two, skiing.
What? You need to come. First of all, you need to come with me to my house in Pennsylvania where
you have horses and skiing.
We have horses and skiing.
I know.
No way.
Yes.
Not together, everyone.
So, yeah.
You know. They're separate activities, but she has
the horse.
Imagine a horse on skis.
The horse gallops you up the mountain. There's no chairlift. You're just bareback on a horse taking you up a mountain, and then you just zoom right down.
You don't even have a saddle.
Wait. First.
It's wild.
That's what I'm saying. Bareback, girl. That get your mind out the gutter.
There is no gutter.
Bareback means no saddle, not no condom.
I know. I couldn't even think of that. We're talking about friends.
I did not think you were going to say horses. Really threw me for a loop.
Lo, yeah, we should horseback riding.
Okay, wait, where did that come from? As like, since you were a kid?
Yeah. I thought you went to the horseback riding camp with me, Rawhide Ranch.
No, I was not invited to Rawhide Ranch.
Rawhide Ranch?
I was not part of that Indian Girl Scout tribe.
I went once. Okay, that was
because my dad wouldn't do it with me.
Okay, that was for Indian princesses, but I did go for camp 1 week. In August, like when I was 10. I heard that
Rawhide Ranch was like an abuse camp.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's
abuse.
Called Rawhide Ranch.
Hated it. Like, who hated it?
I feel like he told me horror stories about Rawhide Ranch.
You I would never send my child to a place, called Rawhide.
You don't understand. Everyone was assigned an animal that you had to take care of. So, like, if you were the chickens, you had to feed them and take care of them for the week.
That's fun.
I thought it was great. I got a lot of responsibility. Like, I was in charge of, like, a horse 1 week, and I just had to take care of it.
That's really nice.
That's sweet.
And we paid for everything with pony bucks. Let me tell you.
How did you earn your pony bucks from doing, like,
I think your parents just, like, bought you them before it started. And that's how you paid for everything. I went for a week. Anyways.
Wait, Lo, you need to talk to my sister. My sister was an equestrian her whole life. I was about to say my whole life, but her whole life. She, like, went to high school to horseback ride.
So is she going to teach me how to not be afraid of horses?
Yes, she can teach you how to not be afraid of horses. Horses, though, are, in fairness, they're terrifying because they're just this, like, gigantic
animal. That's like a
animal.
Rational fear, I think.
Yeah.
Have you ever stood next to a horse? They're, like, as big as an elephant.
I know. They're gigantic, and they have tiny little adorable ankles.
I think, listen, go to, like, a safe place where the horses are calm and try it out.
All right. Let's go to Central Park and, like, to the horse.
No.
Come to Pennsylvania, because the horses that we have there are literally, like, 9,000 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
And they don't do anything except for, like, slowly graze. You can't even ride one of them anymore because it's so fucking old. Okay. And they're really
your kind of horse.
Yeah.
And you're a dead one.
You can walk the horse.
That's what I should start doing. I should start by walking the horse and just feeding it little apples. I'm just afraid it's going to, like, kick me with its little.
Don't stand behind it. Don't stand behind it. Rule number one, never stand behind a horse like that.
I know that rule, actually.
Lo, we're going to introduce you to a nice old dead horse.
Okay. And then for
moving on,
for skiing, you should definitely try that out too.
We're going skiing. I'm going to Jackson Hole.
So. Okay, cool.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Jackson Hole is a great place to go.
Beautiful. Christy, let's hear yours.
Oh my gosh. A fear that I want to conquer this year.
Yeah.
This might sound just really cliche, but the thing that, corny, I guess. The thing that comes to mind is I want to take bigger risks. I know that sounds very vague and sort of general, but it's fearful for me to take bigger risks in, I think, especially in, like, my comedy and that kind of thing, and really, really think about and try to practice, like, it doesn't matter what other people think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hard.
So that's a big, not even, like, a huge fear, but, like, an issue, something that I know I'm not doing because I'm a little scared of it.
I think letting go of what other people think about you is the most, like, freeing thing.
I think that's a great
goal for
2016. And I'm getting there. Yeah. Like, I can recognize the progress, which is amazing. And, like, who knows if anyone's ever, like, really 100% there, but, like, to be on that road where you're just doing you.
I think that's, like, a mark of adulthood. Transitioning into adulthood is, like, giving a fuck.
Yeah.
I think it's also, though.
I'm a grown up now.
But that, too, I think it's about finding a happy balance. Because I think that, like, it's unrealistic for people to be, like, don't give a fuck at all. Blah, blah, blah. Like, that's unrealistic. You're obviously
Childish because you should care about things in life.
Yeah, you're going to care. But it's about, I think, prioritizing what you let affect you. It's like, it's like, obviously you would never want to, like, hurt anyone or anything like that, but if people are just, like, making you feel shitty, fuck them. Like, 1,000%.
Yeah.
But I think that that's difficult, and that's, like, a difficult discipline to put on yourself because it, like, takes so much practice, and it's really hard.
Like, all you can do is just try your best.
Yeah.
So I think that would be mine. I hope that's not, like, a lame answer.
No, that's, like,
already in my head, I'm like, should I have said, like, manatees or something?
No.
He's like, swimming with sharks.
She's like, I'm really looking to stand in the eye of a tornado this year.
In the eye of a tornado. What about you, Greta?
I don't know. Like, things that I'm scared of, risks. Scared?
You don't have to have one. It's okay.
It could just
whatever
be a comes to your mind. You know,
a fear that I want to get through. Right. I'm kind of on the same like wavelength as Christy, where it's that like I'm scared of like just letting myself be myself a lot of the time and just like doing what I want to do and like the things that I want to do and sticking to my guns. Mm-hmm. And also letting go of things, like I hold on to certain things that like hurt me and I am scared to let go of them. Does that make sense? It's like a comfort. Mm-hmm. So just like letting myself let go of that. Letting myself let go of myself.
Oh my God, that's so meta.
Wow.
Very meta. Very, very meta. Also, I would like to conquer my irrational fear. I have a really, this is going to sound really, really, really crazy, but
I'm like holding my breath.
I'm really scared of.
Also horses?
No. Groups of like teenagers.
What do you mean? Like coming to your comedy shows or just when you see them on the street, you hide?
When I see a group of teenagers.
Oh my God, they can be ruthless.
I get so scared. I like will cross the street. I will hide. I'm being dead serious. Like in the park, if I like am walking by.
Oh yeah, in the park.
Oh my God.
I feel like in the park, anyone.
Right. No, I mean,
like, I'm in a fucking park packs by myself.
It's just packs like of packs of teens, totally terrifying,
intimidating, nothing, ruthless. Because they speak what's on their mind. They'll just yell shit.
I know.
You don't see it coming. You feel attacked.
I know. And I'm like, you're fucking 12. I'm like, what are you doing?
But you want to impress them too.
Yeah, but I also want to be really cool. Honestly, and this goes to another one of my fears. I have a 14-year-old cousin, and I really want her to like me. And I don't know.
Yeah, you are really obsessed listening. With that. I was witnessing one night when she was there. She's 14. She just likes her cell phone. Greta was like, that's Isabel.
Yeah.
I don't think she likes me. I'm like, what?
Girl, all that I want, I have a fear. You know what I think it is? I have a fear of, like, tweens. I have a fear of tweens because I was bullied as a young teen and, like, and a late elementary schooler, and I was really bullied. What? I was. These two girls bullied the shit out of me, and now it's like I just want to prove to these 12-year-olds that I'm worth it.
That's part of your fear of letting, or your thing of, like, letting things go. I think that's one of them you should
I know.
Let go.
I have to get rid of it.
I'll stand outside, like, PS14.
You can't hold on to the way people.
And we're gonna conquer.
Yeah,
those
Lo and I are gonna roll up on a horse to a middle school.
The thing is, you can't let your the way you were treated as a youth affect your adult.
That's
life,
what I'm saying. Kinda. That's like letting go of it.
Yeah,
I hope it snows soon so we can like ski for Soho.
Yeah, I'm down. Jilly, what do you wanna? What about you? Come on, girl.
I don't really have any at the moment because I'm perfect.
I'm fearless.
Just kidding. Just no, like, I have tons fear? Of fears, but I don't really know.
Fear wouldn't know
There's
about
no,
it.
Like, activity, because I think that I'm content with everything, all the activities that I do.
Hmm. Wait, I think life. That you've gotten over a fear.
What?
Jilly, we're talking about exercising. Jilly.
Oh, yeah. I had a fear of group workout
classes.
Had a
fear of group workouts.
I did. In 2015, I was like, fuck no, I'm not going to group Pilates. Like, I can't. Like, all these bitches are going to be looking at me. Like, I can't handle it.
A lot of people feel that way.
And now it's just like, you know what? Like, I got to work out to survive.
Good for
Nobody
you.
Nobody is at anybody else. I'm just
I know. The thing that we
plank,
always have to remember is everyone's just so concerned with themselves that no one really gives a shit about
well,
you.
Well, that's like when yeah. I when
that's
I
like
realized
an overall
that about,
life note.
Yeah, that's a life note besides
when I
a workout
realized that
class,
at so. Mike's, I would be like, oh my God, all these people heard what I said. And I'm like, no, they fucking didn't. None of these right. people are listening to me. All these people are like looking in their notebooks, writing notes, blah, 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 thinking about their own shit. So you can go on, like, it's just one of those things.
It's
or once
true.
You like liberate yourself of that in a workout class, yeah. in this environment, in a whatever environment, it's like, just try your best, guys.
I think totally. That goes with my whole life motto of being an adult, of just like having more confidence. So, like, every year I get more confident doing one activity.
Yeah. That's
I don't great. Know what it'll be this year, but...
Wait, I thought of one more fear that I want to conquer.
Let's hear it, Greta.
Like, having serious conversations with my uncle, who can sometimes scare the shit out of me, to just, like, be an adult
yeah.
and to have the conversations that I need to have. Because avoiding conversations that you need to have, and this goes back to what we're talking about with friends. If you have a friend that you know is not good for you and you got to break up and cut the cord, you don't need to have a formal conversation, but don't be scared to do it because you'll feel a lot better.
You gonna take your own advice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I got us so off topic.
I liked it. I like learning about it.
I think it's time for sexploration.
Yeah, I think today we're sexploring about having sex with your friends. Can you do it? Can you stay friends after? Or once you have sex with a friend, is it over?
It's over.
Wow, this is a loaded question.
Christy, would you like to start?
I, believe it or not, my answer is so different now than what it was years ago. I do think that it is possible to have a sexual relationship with a friend and still stay their friend. I do. And I know kind of from experience that it's possible. But as long as, like, I think they're both parties are really upfront about their needs and their wants and, like, what this is for each other. Does that make sense?
So you're saying people have a conversation like, hey, we're going to bone tonight, but then we're just going to be friends after. And the other partner's like, yeah, cool.
Basically, yeah. Just like, I'm not looking for
a
boyfriend.
Usually, though, that doesn't happen when you have sex with a friend. It's like you're drunk or you accidentally have sex and you're like, fuck, what do we do?
I think it depends on the closeness of your friend. Like, if it's like a really good friend or like someone you just see around.
And if it's someone that you just see around, that could just qualify as being like a random hookup.
That's true.
Because it's like a friend. Think about like your good guy friend.
You guys, we should coin
friends.
A term for like acquaintance hookup.
Oh, I have it. Acquaintance hookup.
That was so smart.
That was so good, Greta.
Oh my God, write that down so you don't forget
it. All right, let's put it on Urban Dictionary right now. Okay.
I so disagree.
I love a good debate.
Well.
Especially over such a serious topic.
Yeah. If you think you don't have the money to start your own business, then I have fantastic news. Now you can own a business that has proven to be a phenomenal success all around the country with very little upfront investment. We're talking Selfie Station. I love this company, you guys. It is so cool. Selfie Station, it's a portable touchscreen photo booth that people and businesses book for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, promo events, parties, and more. Selfie Station captures lifelong memories that can be emailed, texted, printed, personalized, and even uploaded to social media. You will not believe how much people will pay you to make your business the life of their party. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn, and it pays for itself in no time at all. You can start your own business right now. Let Selfie Station be the picture taker, icebreaker, and your moneymaker. Now, as a special introductory offer, get $500 off the professional package. That's right, you guys, $500 off. Go to selfiestationpodcast.com and support my show by entering promo code LEVIN. That's selfiestationpodcast.com, promo code LEVIN.
I absolutely hate shopping for fitness apparel, but I'm always so jealous when my friends have the cutest outfits to wear to workout classes, which is why I decided to sign up for Wantable. Wantable navigates the world of fashion to bring you the latest trends, personalized just for you, delivered right to your doorstep each month. When you choose their fitness option, you get to edit the services where you take a quick style quiz and discover hand-picked items that they pick perfectly to match your style. You keep what you love, return what you don't. Returns are free and you can cancel or skip anytime. There's something for everyone. If you just want to, you know, wear athletic gear to run errands, or you want to do yoga, or you're a runner, the quiz adheres to your lifestyle. It's so personalized. From 1 to 10,000 boxes, they're all different. You get to try all the stuff at your own home, so you don't need to worry about going to a store and feeling judged or needing to wait in the line. It's amazing. There are high-end performance brands, so all the stuff that you get is really nice and amazing, and it's price-sensitive too, so you get to choose how much you spend. There's also no obligation to keep anything at all. You can try on designer brands in your living room, and then you can send it right back if it doesn't work, and it's totally free to return things. So go to wantable.com/lovin to get started on your fitness quiz that's customized to you and get all the amazing workout gear you want. Wantable.com/lovin, and it's, I promise, going to make your life so easy, and you're going to feel so confident at the gym. That's, again, wantable.com/lovin, and make yourself feel good.
I really think that I don't think that men and women can be friends without there being some kind of, like,
sexual undertone or relationship. We talked about this on another podcast. I just don't think that's possible because it's never been possible for me. I have zero, like literally, like zero straight dude friends.
What about your boyfriend or your friend's boyfriends?
Well, they don't count. I'm talking about, you know, like that doesn't count.
Well, that's a male and female friendship.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, but when you meet your friend's boyfriend, that's an automatic no. You look at that person, they don't have a dick.
Yeah, like
it's true.
I just know from experience, I have had people who have had been my friends, and then you start hooking up, and then you can never go back to just being friends.
Yeah, 100%.
I
even have people that, like, I've guys that I've, like, started to be friends with, we're like, oh, we should be friends, and then we, like, end up hooking up, and it's like, actually, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, the rule, and my particular situation is, like, very unique to me. Might be, like, the exception to the rule.
I also have a similar experience with Christy where I am friends with people that I have slept with, and it never was anything more than that, and we've just kind of stayed friends.
It's one thing if, like, one person can't like that person or want more from that person.
Yeah, both people need to be on the same page.
Yeah, but I always feel like with a male and female friendship, there's always one person that wants something more than the other.
Yeah, but I think that then that will get weird. But if that's the case initially and someone, one person and the other kind of sees what's happening and they're okay with it, then it's fine. Then you, like, make an adjustment.
Like, I, like, truly believe in this day and age that, like, you can write your own rules to your relationship. And I
agree.
Think living in New York and, like, knowing such a diverse group of people, learning about people who have open relationships and people who have this and people who have that. And, like, I think that, honestly, like, you can have your cake and eat it, too, for everything as long as you find the right person for you that feels the same way.
I guess I've never had my cake and ate it, too.
Well,
maybe one day I will. Well, but that hasn't happened to me yet.
But it's also, like, realizing, too, like, what it is. Like, really asking yourself, like, what do I want? Because sometimes you think, oh, I just want sex with this person. But is that really all you want? Are you being honest with yourself? Are you trying to play it cool? Like, let's just, oh, I don't want a boyfriend. But you do have feelings for this person. That makes it complicated.
Yeah, that does make it really complicated. I had sex with my friend once. And he was my really good friend until this point, and we got really drunk and we ended up fooling around, but like all that I can remember about it, I was very drunk, all that I can remember about it was me asking him to put his hand like in my mouth.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, but now when I look at him,
I just remember
this one moment and me asking him to put like his fingers in my mouth or something like that. And now when I look at him, I'm just like, oh my God. I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is like when you have a sex flashback with a friend, it's always, you're just like,
oh
my
God. Oh, it's like the most brutal thing that's ever happened. I have a question for Lo, actually. Ooh. Because I'm very intrigued by what you were saying, how like you're like, I don't think it's pop. Like, because I think about this too, like I have male friends, I have a really good guy friend in comedy, and we've never been intimate at all, and we have like a friendship, but I wonder, I think sometimes like he is a dude, I am a girl, like have I thought about hooking up? Like I guess,
yeah.
But like I wouldn't act on it, but like, so do you believe that like, there, a guy, a straight guy, is always going to kind of be thinking about sex?
Yes, for
sure. Well, if you're thinking about it and you think about sex less than a man, I'm sure he's thought about it.
Yeah, he's definitely thought about fucking you.
But like, what
I mean, I think about fucking everyone.
Yeah.
But I do too. But like, so what does that mean if you think about, like, I think about fucking, like, killing a person on the street. I'm not going to do it.
That means that, like, if the opportunity arose, like, they would do it.
Yeah.
And then,
or maybe you
would. Like, here's, hold on.
But also, sex is less offensive than killing a human. Just wanted to say that.
Hello is like, that means you would do it, and then you guys wouldn't be friends. So. But I think that that's funny because you need to just think about if that opportunity were to come up, like, if he were to make a move on you, would you reciprocate?
Probably yes.
See,
but then what does that mean?
That you're just
that means
living.
That you can't ever actually be friends with a dude.
But no, hello.
I win.
Unless the dude likes dudes.
But like, would I like if he kissed me? Would I push him off of me? No.
Hold on,
you would try it out. You would try it out just because you don't. You're not married, so why not? What if this is the one for you?
Yeah, I love how Chrissy's like, if he kissed me, and then all of a sudden my shirt was off, and then he took my bra off, and then next thing you know,
I like,
you're
wouldn't
rolling
stop
around.
It.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say no.
And then the next thing you know, I'm like unwrapping a condom, and then it's just, yeah, like, I wouldn't
exactly. I think that that's like so normal, though. I think it's very. It's like. In it's very primal that like but as a male
we're all animals.
So like the question
back
is,
to
though,
my Nat Geo conversations.
The question is thinking a human thought about sex, which we all think, does that make me less of a friend if I think that thought about a guy?
No, that makes you extremely normal. I think
super normal, but also
I'll reconfirm that.
Just. Proof that you can't have like a real friendship with dudes.
Well, it's just like the whole point is in a friendship like, with a guy, you're always gonna be thinking about sex. One of you.
I don't think about having sex with my girlfriends, and so that's why they're my friends.
But have you ever known? Have you ever cared about a guy, but that you didn't want to have sex with?
Yeah, no. But like not that much.
I don't think you have, Lo. I've known you for like 21 years, 22 years. I don't think you've ever cared about a guy you didn't want to sleep with.
See, I'm so true. Fascinated by that.
Which
though.
Is fine.
Hold on. I would just like to say that I have many straight guy friends. Not, but I guess this kind of goes back to it. I have many straight male friends that are my friends that I've definitely thought in a moment or for a bit of time. I've thought about having sex with them.
You've always imagined
me
that.
Too.
Also, like, your close guy friends. Like, if you have a friend that you see out every once in a while and you talk on occasion, like, you know, I have a few of those that I'm like, I would never, like, sleep with them if they wanted.
And
right.
Also,
like,
too.
Those don't really count.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm talking about, like, we're talking more like a close friend.
Like a bestie.
But also, like, yeah. a bestie who's, like, telling me about. Oh, his sex capades.
Right.
Then,
matter.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. You're fucking talking.
I know. I have a bestie guy friend like this, too, who we've never done anything, but I definitely think about fucking him. Because I'm
even
just
think
like,
about people that I don't even like. That I think about having sex with people that I don't even like.
Me, yeah. Too. Yeah. Is that normal?
Not coming up.
I also, I just like, I feel like I'm always looking for potential in people. So I'm like,
I did too, though. I'm the same way.
I'm like, is there potential for you to be kind of hot and for us to have good sex?
And sometimes I think because of like romantic comedies, you're
I
like, wait, do
that.
I love my best friend?
Yeah, I know.
Like, is he the one I'm going to end up with?
Yeah.
You just
you're like,
groomed.
Is this a Nancy Meyers movie? Only time will tell.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to give this 7 years for us to be long friends. Yeah. And then he'll end a traumatic relationship, and then he'll realize that I'm the one for him.
Totally.
And we'll meet like when Harry met Sally. He'll come running to my New Year's Eve party and kiss me as the clock strikes midnight.
That's funny. I do have a guy friend who the thought of like being intimate with him like repulses me a
yeah,
little bit.
For sure.
Well, I know, like you have those guy friends, but like,
but maybe he's probably
dude,
thinking about
it's
you.
Like more of a brother kind of.
Yeah, but then I bet he's thinking about fucking you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you may not like him, but...
Christy's mind is blown.
I'm having a panic attack. Yeah. I just blacked out. Where am I?
You may not be that into it, but he could. You know what I mean?
That's true.
One person is always thinking about having sex. I remember Tyler
exactly.
Starrow told me this in 11th grade, Lo.
Exactly.
Tyler Starrow. Remember
I'm
him?
I'm always right.
Lo, do you
everything.
Remember Tyler Starrow?
Yeah.
He told me this in, I think, sophomore year or junior year. That men and women can never be friends, and it's kind of stuck with me forever. So thank you, Tyler.
Well, that's what Harry said to Sally when Harry met Sally. Then they ended up together.
7 million years, who's always known this and okay. Tried to teach you.
Hold on. Wait, Chrissy just made a really valid point, which just totally ruined the point of when Harry met Sally.
Have you guys seen When Harry Met Sally?
With Billy like Crystal and Meg Ryan.
No, I hate to be an asshole, but I haven't seen it.
That is crazy.
I actually haven't seen it.
Okay. I love rom-com.
It says in the movie, he says a man and a woman can never be friends.
And she thinks he's wrong.
She's like, yes, we can be.
She's
and
like,
then
we can be friends. And
flash
then,
forward, they're in love.
Yeah.
Duh.
But they have a very, my point that I was saying before, it's like, we'll be friends for a billion years and then we'll end up together. So they were like best friends for like 10 years and they knew each other's partners and blah, 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 all this stuff. And then they just realized at the end that they were really just in love.
Well, the thing is, friendship's a great way to have a relationship blossom. I wouldn't know, but I've read about it.
Oh my God.
Now I feel like I'm going to be so... Oh,
now you're just gonna be
hyper
aware.
I don't need
everything.
Another thing to like be in my head about, but now I'm gonna be
Chrissy.
Like, just like looking at it. I was gonna be like, what? And I'm like, maybe in 7 years.
Yeah, you're like, have you ever thought that maybe you're my husband and maybe I'm your wife, but we're just not there yet?
You're like, we're gonna reconnect on Snapchat in 6 years. Okay, guys, let's shout out to our Lady Lovin' today, which I think Christy, our lovely guest, has chosen one for us today.
I have my, oh God, I'm going to go ahead and say that my Lady Lovin', am I saying that right? My Lady Lovin' for today is Gilda Radner.
I looked at you and I was like, she's going to say Gilda Radner.
Really?
Because you love her.
Gilda Radner is from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, she is
the original cast.
One of the funniest women
and she's
to ever.
This amazing woman.
What are the things you like about her? Let's hear them. Give me a top five list.
It was honestly like between Beyonce and Gilda Radner. I love
Beyonce. Isn't it always between Beyonce and Gilda Radner?
I watched the Beyonce documentary again the other day.
Oh my God, I watch it. I love her very much. But what I love about Gilda is I think she embodies a lot of the things that I admire about people. She had such a love for life.
Yeah.
And such positivity and such
she's very
originality
fearless.
And fearless. And she was so electric on stage and so lovable and endearing. And that inspires me a lot. So I think that I admire anyone with that sort of outlook, just like a general, like the glass is half full.
Positive. Yeah.
Like I really am a positive person and I strive to do that like every day.
And it shows.
Thank you. Gaia. I think it's shows. Really sweet.
I think that for everyone listening, everyone should go on YouTube and type in Gilda Radner and watch some clips.
Yeah.
Because she really is like amazing.
And then
amazing.
You should look up Christy on Instagram and watch some clips.
Yeah.
Singing because that will also make you really happy.
And I dressed up as Gilda Radner. I was
you
her for
did.
Halloween.
I saw that.
Very cute.
I was there.
And that's right. And I performed as her. It was amazing.
That was when I had social anxiety and I stood on a wall and I just like watched and then I snuck away. I literally texted Christy. I was like, you were so amazing. I loved it. She was like, you were there? And I was like, yeah, I ran away. Bye. But I love it with an episode summary and I'm going to do it again.
Great. Let's hear it.
I think that just be positive. And if you have friends that are being leeches and not good to you and not nice to you, you got to set boundaries. And if you want to make a new friend, don't be scared to ask them on a date.
And if you want to break up with a friend, just ghost.
Yeah. If you break up with a friend, just stop talking to
them. Just ignore them. Just kidding. JK. Oh, cool.
Well, Christy, thank you so much
thank
for coming
Thank you, girls,
on.
For having me. It was so fun
thank
to talk
you,
to you
Christy.
Guys. This is great. Thank you.
Christy has a monthly show.
I do.
In the city.
Yes, at Left Field. It's the first Monday of every month with Molly Austin. She's amazing. And I also thought I'm doing a roast battle, another one.
They're so great.
I'm like a roaster now at the Stand coming up in February, a big championship like battle. So it'll
be
really
battling.
Fun. I actually don't know yet.
That is so fun.
But it's gonna be really fun.
Jilly and I really quickly went to Christy's show at Left Field.
We laughed.
And we died.
I laughed so hard that I was embarrassed for people looking at me like, laughing because I was laughing
Jillian
so hard.
Jillian and I both had ugly face laughing.
Because I was like full body turned over, like
it
laughing. Like, I hope
show.
No one, like, I couldn't control myself.
It was amazing.
So
if
funny.
You're in
Thank
the city, you got to go. And follow Christy on Instagram. And do you have
Please
Twitter
do.
Too?
And Twitter. And I have a website with all my show dates. So I perform every week. Come see me. ChristyCello.com.
Yay!
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you so much, girls.
Bye.
Bye.